This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
I wish I knew the words, but I don't.
Is this a Jersey song?
Huh? No, well, we just decided to play it.
Beastie Boys for Brooklyn.
For Brooklyn. Oh. All no right. Brooklyn. Hello, everybody. Yay! So we are so excited to be back. This is another AfterBuzz season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yes.
We are entering season 5, and we're so excited to be back. This is, I think, one of my favorite Housewives franchises
sure.
of the bunch. And we got some new faces around the table.
New face.
and FYI, we were playing No Sleep Till Brooklyn from the Beastie Boys because Susan has her Poochie Brooklyn here in the studio, so that's why. But let's go around the table. We have a new face, and we don't have an old one, but she might be back from time to time.
We miss you, Giselle.
We miss you, Giselle Panda. Aww.
And Adrian.
And Adrian, yeah. But we've got a new face. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I am so excited, you guys, to be here. I'm Erica Garcia Rojas, yeah. And I am such a huge, ginormously huge Real Housewives of New Jersey fan.
Yes.
Like, beyond. So I am pumped.
Good.
I have a lot I'm going to want to talk about. So
we're happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, guys. It's Susan Hahn. I'm so happy to be back. I missed you guys so much.
I know. I can't believe how much time has passed.
Yeah.
And I'm Deanna Vaughn. And let's just start digging in. Oh, we want to remind you guys to make sure you download us for free, F-R-E-E, on iTunes. And make sure you check us out on YouTube as well. And we want to hear your comments. We love your comments. Last season, it got a little, you know,
But that's what we love.
Yeah,
know?
We love comments. We love whether, you know, no matter what you have
into?
To say.
Are there,
well, you know what? We've got a lot of passionate fans about this show.
This is
sometimes,
a passionate show.
Yeah, sometimes they didn't like what we had to say. Sometimes we didn't like what they had to say. But you know what? That's what makes the world go round. And we invite everybody's comments and suggestions. And
disagreements is what makes things interesting. That's
exactly.
why we watch Housewives. I mean, for the
exactly.
flipping tables.
Yes,
I know.
Exactly. We were ready to flip some tables over here, let me tell you.
I know.
But so please keep that coming because this is the start of a new season. So we want to make sure your voice is heard. So let's jump in. Garden State of Emergency. That's the first episode of this new season. And of course, you know, the first, you know, what we see in the very beginning are the huge effects that Hurricane Sandy had on the Housewives. And I think out of all the Housewives franchises, this is a huge storm, and it affected New Jersey, obviously, the worst, because a lot of them had, well, they live in New Jersey, obviously, and a lot of them had homes on the Jersey Shore. Do you think that was a good way to start off the season, kind of like on a sad, reflective note? Like, what do you think?
Absolutely, because this is the Real House of New Jersey, and, I mean, the Jersey Shore got demolished, and we're starting off, and we see the human side of these ladies again, and, you know, it's like, big deal. Our house got flooded. There's people that lost their homes completely. So I like the fact that they brought it back to reality and they brought it back to why we love seeing these women on TV because mm-hmm. they brought it back to just, you know, simple humanity.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was interesting because when I was watching it, I was... They would be extremely irresponsible to not mention mm-hmm. this hurricane.
I agree.
And in some ways, I felt that them putting it here at the beginning, of just right at the beginning, it's like, to me, it read as, we need to address this. We need to talk about it. Let's just get out of the way.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about it.
So you kind of felt like they were obligated?
Exactly.
Okay.
And in some ways, and by putting it in there wherever it was actually maybe chronologically actually happened would mess up their editing and their storyline. Mm-hmm. But they had to mention it. So it looked like they did it. They did it quick.
Yeah.
And for such devastation and for such... Just the horrific thing that happened with that hurricane, it just seemed very quick to me. And especially since Teresa, it looked like one of her homes got destroyed. I mean, that's pretty intense. And if they don't mention this at all for the rest of the season, then it looks like to me they just had to say it to mention it.
True. I also think there was a part of me that felt like, you know, talking about the storm and how it affected some of their second homes. Let's, you know, keep that
clarify
in mind.
That.
Yeah, let's clarify mm-hmm. their second homes, not their first. I think maybe in a way they were trying to show a softer side, especially, you know, as it relates to Teresa, you know, because she got beat up a lot last season and, you know, just her and her husband have been in the tabloids. So I think it maybe brought a softer element, you know.
I have to interject here. I think that it brought a softer element to the group as a whole, but to Teresa, no, because Teresa makes the comment about Hurricane Sandy brought a lot of opportunities.
I agree.
Like,
totally
what the hell was that about?
I'm so glad you just brought that up. I made a little note here. Stupid Teresa comments. We know that Teresa is notorious for saying words that don't make sense. She mispronounces things. She's notorious for that.
She would have drowned.
Yeah, drowned. And episode one, she does not disappoint, and you just brought it up. She just said, Hurricane Sandy brought lots of opportunity to the community. I.e., she meant, you know, her husband has some construction work because of the storm. I thought that was so distasteful. And
it was just insensitive. It is a fact. It is a fact. It probably brought some business to those in the construction industry.
Yeah.
The construction industry has been down because of the economy.
But that's
all
the
that.
Last thing but, you think about when you think about Hurricane Sandy.
Exactly. It's so insensitive and it's so self-absorbed, which is exactly what Teresa is.
Exactly.
So it's just no surprise to me. Mm-hmm. And like one quick thing while we're at talking about the Hurricane Sandy, for any of you guys listening that, and I don't know if you guys are fans, but of Mob Wives, I did the after show here for Mob Wives, and obviously that was addressed, and it was almost an entire episode where they talked about it, and it was
okay.
Like the difference between how it was handled here and how it's handled in Mob
Wives. Ask you something though.
It was just.
Do you think it affected the cast?
The Mob Wives, that show was still going on when Hurricane Sandy happened. For us to. Maybe for them to make a whole episode dedicated to Hurricane Sandy a year later would kind of be, I'm not saying it's irrelevant, but would we want to see, as viewers waiting for the Housewives of New Jersey, like we've already dealt with Sandy, we've dealt with the media, we've dealt with the reality of what happened with Hurricane Sandy. Mm-hmm. Would we as Housewife Jersey fans want to see a full episode dedicated to Hurricane Sandy?
No, I wouldn't. But that's a really good point. And I didn't think about that, like actually that this... I didn't know chronologically when this was filmed and when Hurricane Sandy was. So that's a good point. And it could be after the fact. I don't know. Did it not happen while they were filming? Because I kind of thought it was.
I believe the season had already wrapped, and we'd already seen the reunion show, and then it happened afterwards.
It happened right after, so it wasn't happening while they were filming.
It definitely didn't happen during the reunion because we would have like
I'm talking about the right now when they're filming season 5.
No, I don't know.
That's what I'm asking.
We'll have to check on that.
Because if it happened while they were filming season 5, then that, you know, then it happened then. So if it didn't, then I agree with you. Then it's like, it's kind of going backwards.
Yeah.
But I guess just in the world of reality and the world reality shows and the world of like being directly affected by a huge event, you know, the Mob Wives, the way they handled it, you really, really saw the devastation and the effects of it. And really for the women, how much they gave back. Like, they looked at how they really, like, they raised money, they raised
funds. But that also could be production. That can also be, like, how, depends on which network, you know, that they're
VH1.
With. But, I mean, I'm glad that they did touch on Sandy a little bit.
Clearly, and I agree with Erica, yes.
And I totally agree with you, too. Yes, it could have been a lot longer. It could have really, they could have definitely gone a lot deeper.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, I mean, Hurricane Sandy is what it was. It was all over the media. If you didn't hear about Sandy, then you were living
under a rock.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, moving on. So I think this is what we've all been waiting for. Brother versus sister, Teresa and Joe Gorga. It's been, what, a year? Well, real time, it's been a year and a half. It's been a year and a half based off of, you know, the commentary that we've heard just from the show. And they're still not talking to each other?
So here, this is my question. I don't remember, it hasn't been a year and a half since we saw the last season.
Well, I guess you have to keep in mind, too, even though we saw the last season, you have to take into consideration when it was filmed, too.
Yeah.
So that's the time.
Was filmed, also. That's why I'm saying, like, it just seems like it was not a year and a half from the time from season to season when it was filmed.
I think when it, like, in TV talk versus what we see, I think it makes sense, you know?
Does it?
A year and a half. But
These two still aren't
speaking. And I think what's the saddest part about it is that you've got these kids, because recall from the reunion special how Melissa said they're moving. You know, and they're moving because she didn't want their kids to be by each other,
going
to the same school. Now, we can all talk about, like, what the reality of that comment was, because is it truly financial or, you know what I mean? But how sad is that? What did you guys think about that?
I mean, it breaks my heart to see, you know, Melania and Antonia, that they're cousins. They're at the same age. They love each other. Growing up, your first friends are your cousins or your brothers or your sisters, and it's just like they're torn apart. And, you know, Melissa and Teresa, they bring up a good point. These girls are not dumb. Like, they know what's going on, and it's just, it's horrible. And could they just grow the fuck up and just please, like, get it together for the sake of their kids? I mean, is that too much? Because both parties are like the kids, but when it comes down to, well, actually, when it did come down to it, they did allow that play date, but it's like,
but it's been a year and a half, and you know, they allowed the play date on camera. Like, if it really was a year and a half since they, think how long that is, and for kids, she asked her, what grade are you in? Oh, I do cheer. Like, They should know this. They're cousins. They should know it.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's been a long time. And yeah, like you said, like, grow up. I mean, put this behind you. And they're all talk. Both sides, Teresa and Melissa are both saying, oh, you know, we've got, it's for the kids, and it breaks my heart with the kids, and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, both women are so stubborn, and
What I think is so interesting is that the kids, and we can even recall from last season, the kids are making more sense than the adults.
No.
Because little Antonia said, she goes, you want me to mail a letter to Melania when we live right next door? And she's right. And then even like Gia, answering the text for, you know, her mom, just like, it's like, wake up, people. Like, your kids are seeing through this. Mm-hmm. They want to see each other. It's like, bury the hatchet and move on.
And Teresa's kids are smart.
They're very smart.
I mean, Gia on Twitter found out about her cousin's birthday party via Twitter. It's like, my goodness, she's 11 going on 25.
Yeah, she's a smart little cookie.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. Do you think, because of the age of these kids, they're not old at all. Like, Gia's the eldest of the group.
11.
She's 11. Do you think that, like, Teresa, and I'll even throw Melissa in there, do you think, like, she needs to have a better handle on what her kids are exposed to as it relates to, like, you know, tabloids and Twitter and social media? Because she's 11. What is she doing on Twitter? Why is an 11-year-old on Twitter?
To be honest, I mean, I don't think that unless you completely, like, have no electrical technology, whatever, like computer, cell phone, or anything in the house, kids are going to have access to it. There's computers at school, you know, Twitter. Like, whether you have your own laptop or your own cell phone, you can log on to a computer and you can create a Twitter account, Facebook account.
I get it, but
Instagram account.
But an 11-year-old?
I think 11 for us, while we were growing up, is complete different as 11-year-olds now.
That's true.
I mean, like, I, you know, a lot of my friends have kids, and I'm like, what the hell? Like, can they teach me some like fucking computer things, because it's like, what the hell are they doing on there? You know, every single one of them own an iPad, and it's their iPad. It's not their mommy or daddy's. It's their own iPad. I'm like, hello?
I feel like she's just so young, and obviously they've been exposed to so much just from being on the show and growing up on TV. You know, it's been 5 seasons, you know? She's 11.
And to your point, Deanna, I think it's not just like the technical side of things. I think it's in general, like growing up quickly. Like you get the sense from Gia, especially, and you know, I don't know if it has to be like being the oldest, cousin, like in general. And she has been exposed not just to like a lot of family drama, but the world of being like a reality star. Like Gia herself is a reality star. She's one of like the favorites. And Andy Cohen, they had that little dance of hers on that after. I mean, she's a predominant character. And so she's grown up fast and in the limelight. So it's kind of all of it goes hand in hand. And I do think she's been exposed to a lot at a young age. And I hope for her and for Teresa's sake, she doesn't grow up to be one of these monsters.
Because
it could go either way at this point.
I feel like kind of that's where it's headed. Yeah. And I feel like...
You think that she's going to grow up to be a little monster?
Mm-hmm. She's halfway there.
Look at her. She called... So, Gia, Teresa. I mean, if I said that to my mother, I would be slapped aside the head. Like, well, not slapped, but it would not happen.
I know. And that, and I feel like she's instigating things. So remember how she went into her dad to say, hey, guess what, you know?
Her dad is such an asshole.
Yeah. But, like, it's like she's starting to stir the pot on her own, and it's her parents'
fault. Little manipulative.
Yeah. And I think it's also up to her parents to snatch her and be like, no, not appropriate. You don't talk about this.
I mean, normal parents would do something like that.
Normal.
But here's Joe Giudice saying, oh, you're going to go see Horsey Face?
Oh, that's awful.
I mean, he's just a hot mess. What the hell is wrong with him?
Like a D-bag squared to the multiple times million. Like, he is just douche McDouche.
He's such an asshole.
But I love him.
I don't love him. Like, there's some assholes you see, like, oh, but he's funny. No, there's nothing.
He's so
likable or redeeming.
He's just an asshole.
I feel like Gia is his new buddy to like make jokes with, you know, as it relates to the, you know, the cousins and the in-laws. And I think it's just setting a really, really nasty, you know, just tone for
everything. I take that back. I used to love him. I don't like him anymore.
Uh-huh. I don't like him at all.
He used to be funny.
He used to be with
his little splits. But now...
Not anymore. Well, speaking of buddies, I have a good buddy to talk about. So, you guys know Cereal Buddies.
Yes. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't know about Cereal Buddies? Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro.
Yay.
Their new movie venture. Well, it's actually available for free. F-R-E-E. Who doesn't love free? It's available for a free download on iTunes. Free content. No commercials. See what we give you here at AfterBuzz? So, we really... We encourage you guys to download Cereal Buddies for free. It's an awesome, funny film. And like I said, it's free.
Rate us 5 stars and then you get it free.
Yes. I like that better. Thank you. Rate us 5 stars first and then download Cereal Buddies for free.
And thank us.
And thank us and come back and let us know what you thought.
It's actually thanking them. Without them, we wouldn't even be here, you guys.
So true.
Love us or hate us, we wouldn't be here without Kevin and Maria.
Totally. And so we're so excited. We're excited for the movie. We're excited to promote it. And we're actually really excited that it's available for free. Like, how many things do you actually get off of, you know, iTunes
after
for free?
Especially guys, it's not free. Guys, we give you guys so much free content here at AfterBuzz, and one way you can support us is by going to iTunes and downloading Cereal Buddies. It's cheap as free, though. I mean, it's only $6 for a movie that we put so much time into.
It's almost free.
No worries, though.
Sorry.
It's Marie Menounos, Kevin Undergaro. It's their brainchild. We've worked on it for so much. You'll see so many familiar AfterBuzzers, John Comerford, Tamara Berg in it. It's just, we provide so much content. We work here every day, all day, pretty much, 7 days a week, to get these shows running on time, to get everything out, to get new shows. And we really don't like running commercials. We don't annoying you with all that crap. We like to get the content out to the fans, and you are the fans. And one way you can support us is just by going to iTunes and helping us out by downloading Cereal Buddies for
$5.99.
$5.99.
You know,
to buy it in HD.
That's hello.
Exactly. And once you download it, you can watch it a million times.
You know
it's yours.
$5.99, $59.99, whatever. It's AfterBuzz. It's, you know, it's Cereal Buddies.
Seriously.
It's the same thing.
It's a little bit more than a
You're helping to
long.
Support exactly. AfterBuzz TV. Thank you so much for the correction, Mr. Lemieux. Thank you. And now we will be moving on because I just have foot and mouth disease. Okay. So let's catch up with Kathy and the Waukeelis.
Well, can we talk a little bit about, because I didn't know it's on here, Jacqueline and her son.
Okay.
Yeah, finding out about Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. Was this the first
time? Alzheimer's, no, honey. No, no, no. No, he has.
Okay, that's not even funny.
It's not.
He doesn't have Alzheimer's.
Autism. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I was.
Yes.
It was actually another.
Wrong age group. Anyway,
well, you know
on.
What? Let's take a moment, real quick. Let's just breathe.
Wait, one, two, three.
Namaste. All right. Let's
release.
Do it.
Okay, now.
The
autism.
Autism.
Yes.
This was something that is new that we actually found out that he was autistic. She, in the past season, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like they were trying to determine
it. The end of last season is when she
revealed it.
Revealed it. Yeah. Okay.
There was a lot of rumors running around in the tabloids, but she actually revealed it last season. And then during the reunion special, she also spoke about it.
That's right.
You know, was real emotional, obviously, about it.
That's
but
right.
It was nice to see. It sounds like, you know, he's doing better. You know, he's improving. You know, because she even mentioned when she spent so much time with him, you know, during Hurricane Sandy, mm-hmm. that, like, he seemed to, like, turn a corner. So mm-hmm. it was nice to see that.
It'll be interesting to see how that develops throughout the season, because I get the sense that that's going to be a strong storyline for Jacqueline.
I hope so.
No, yeah.
And I hope that with this platform, she's getting a lot of help because...
Yeah.
That's such a
and to have a bigger voice for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And do something good.
And hope and yeah. Yeah.
She absolutely didn't lose her sense of humor, Jacqueline.
No.
She was actually made some very validating points where she doesn't really care about the Judice Gorga drama. I mean, she cares about it as much as she cares about bleaching her asshole. So.
Well, but it's like, it's priorities. Like, now you have this son, this young child who has all these needs, and it diminishes everything else.
It brings such a different perspective.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you know, this is your entire family's health. Like, the way when she probably looks at it, your children are all healthy. Like, that is beyond, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Just get along.
Yeah.
And she's dealing with such a hard thing and such, you know, she has to be so strong. And she looks at it.
It's like the simple things that all the other housewives are taking for granted.
Mm-hmm.
She's dealing with this young child of hers that's battling, I mean.
And this is going to be a lifetime thing for her and this child.
And not only has she had to deal with that, but she's got her older daughter, Ashley's, you know, shenanigans that she's always dealing with. And we didn't see Ashley this season, but we did see upcoming that she will be part of the season.
Ugh,
so that'll be really interesting to see what she's been up to.
Or not.
But exactly. So let's catch up with the Waukeelis. So we see Rosie. Now, I know Rosie was your favorite. Susan loved her some Rosie.
Really?
Erica, yes.
I liked her. She was fine. She's a great addition to the show, for sure.
Very good addition. But I feel like she got a makeover.
Yes.
Like, her hair was done, and she had makeup on and accessories. Like, do you think that, like, now that, because this is now her second season on the show, do you think that maybe she, like, stepped back and saw herself, you know, during the season on camera? It's like, whoa, I need to, like, step it up.
No,
I
don't think that that had anything to do. I think she's a confident woman, whether she was, you know, whether she's now, like, a lipstick lesbian, more glammed up. But I think she's so confident in who she is. It was just more like, why not?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure.
And I'm not
Bravo,
saying she's not confident.
Right.
But
I'm sure Bravo is like, why not? You know, why don't you get, you know, pampered a little bit? And she's probably like, okay.
Well, I think for anybody who's on a reality show, I mean, I think it happens to anybody. It's natural. You look at yourself, you're like, I could do a few tweaks here and there.
And speaking of that, Melissa's new nose.
We'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that in a second.
But Rosie looks great, and she's great. I love her.
And we also got to catch up a little, because for each housewife, we got a little catch up from last season. They showed some scenes from last season. And with Kathy's catch up, they showed the really nasty comment that she made during the reunion, which she called Teresa's father a coward.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually admitted, you know, all right, that was out of line, whatever. Do you think it's a little too late for that apology? Like, do you think it should have come a lot sooner?
Maybe she has apologized.
Yeah,
and maybe she's just kind of, like, reiterating how sorry she is. on television, mm-hmm. but the flies hung your head.
Oh, is it?
But I think the reunion show was disgusting. It was a 3-part reunion show. We covered every single one of them. We had so many comments. We had callers. We had opinions. We were getting bashed left and right. I mean, it was chaotic. It was stressful, you know, and we were just recapping it, you know? But, you know, it's sometimes you need to, like, take a step back to realize how you felt, what you said, why you said it, and take accountability for it. And they're cousins, and it doesn't justify why you say certain things, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
I think she genuinely is sorry, because that was kind of out of Kathy's character. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
It really was.
But can we talk about plastic surgery?
Okay,
let's. Because Kathy got a whole thing, too.
Well, yeah, she had her surgery
for the reunion.
Last season. Acknowledged it.
Yeah.
Well, with Kathy, I just want to say one quick thing. Yeah. I have to say, with Kathy is like legit classy person. Like, she will admit when she's wrong. She was pushed, I think, to a point where she just said something stupid, but she's a classy enough person to turn around and say that, you know, although Teresa, you were, you know, a biatch to me and did this and did this, at the end of the day, I'm sorry for what I did. Like, what I did wasn't right. And I love Kathy. I just think out of all these women, she brings like a freshness or just a kind of like a breath of fresh air in some ways.
I don't know. I think she's more of a jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Bandwagon pushover, because it's like, make up your mind, choose a side.
I think she's in the middle of what you two both said. Mm-hmm. I don't see her as this like strong, I'm going to stand up for what I believe in, but I think she kind of plays the fence a little bit sometimes when it comes to, you know, situations, and sometimes she plays it for whatever's going to suit her and her family best, you know, because remember last season, like, she's cousins with Teresa, yet like a lot of the stuff that was happening
was with
Caroline, was the Manzo. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, well, I mean, this is your blood, even outside of this show, you guys are related, you're family. You know, so it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of in the middle for me. I do like
this. This is first episode, new season. We really got to kind of let this play out and kind of assess these ladies maybe halfway into it. Because I don't know. Right now, it's just still kind of
fresh
and I don't know what's really going on. I mean, I know the previews look super juicy and I can't wait to get into it, but...
Let me ask you guys something. Do you think, like, starting a new season, do you think you're able to, like, have a clean slate with each woman? So if you had any, like, preconceived ideas or notions, or I didn't like somebody this season, but, like, do you feel like with the new season you could be like, okay, I'm going to give Teresa a shot, you know, and see how she's different with things?
I think I think you can always start with a clean slate if you own up to the bullshit that you put out there.
Right.
Because it's not like we remember every single little thing that each one of these housewives done. And we kind of hope as viewers that they do start off with a clean slate.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But I think that a new episode, a new season should be a reason to start clean.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. What were you saying, Erica?
I think want them to fight. Yeah,
you know, I agree with you. In some ways, in that as a viewer, you do want them to work things out. You do want, in some ways, Teresa to, like, redeem herself, or at least, I don't know, start thinking a little bit differently or looking outside a little bit. Same thing, like, with Melissa. Like, you want things to work out, but it is hard to forget everything they've done at the last 5 seasons. As a, like, genuine fan of the show and someone who really follows it and watches it, past behavior is usually indicative of what's going to happen in the future.
That's
true. You can't, just like any person relationship you have in your own life, you can't forget things that happened in the past.
True.
So, you know, granted, it's a new season, but they've been living their life and doing their thing forever. They're not new people.
Living their lives on display.
On display.
Perfect segue for our friend Melissa. So, looks like she's got some work done. A new nose, a new chin. I know that there were some rumors out there in the tabloids. I remember seeing that like a while back that she got anything done. But what do you think the verdict is? Do you think she actually got something done?
I think she was
shizzle,
better before.
I do too.
I see. I don't like. What did her old nose even look like? I don't.
They showed a little picture.
Refined. No, I thought it was a little. In some ways, because they showed like the reunion from before, and it almost looked like it was more refined. It was a little longer, but a little bit more refined. Now it looks like it's squished, like made smaller, but a little squished. Like, she actually, I thought she looked younger and prettier before.
Yeah, I think she looked better
now
before.
Now she looks a little bit more like J-Lo-ish, kind of, like that kind of look. Which, I mean, she's still pretty, but I don't think
maybe
she needed it.
She wanted the J-Lo look, you know?
Well, and even her makeup and hair is like, and her style, it's always been a little bit like that, but she's definitely going more in that direction. Before she was a little more like Jersey glam. Now she's kind of looking like hip-hop glam.
Okay. Well, with her I don't know. Well, let's talk about Melissa, because I've heard from insiders on the show that she's truly, like, on TV, especially when you pit her against Teresa.
What, that she's truly a bitch?
Yes.
Wasn't that my whole take last season?
That was your
whole
take.
That
I mean, I, you know what? I started off as being a fan of Teresa. Towards the end, I was like, she's a crazy bitch. But with Melissa, I've never, ever, ever like given her... there's always something about Melissa. There's always something shady about her. And, I mean...
Well,
right now, I'm still starting this season, not completely a fan of Melissa.
Well, I think this little play date thing that they had, you know, at the store making beads when she was trying to tell the kids to, you know, no, it's seven and then one and then seven.
Weird. And it's red and then pink. It's like, shut the hell up.
When I was just like, huh, you're starting to reveal yourself a little more in different ways, because even Teresa looks at her and is like, okay, can you just let them be kids? And I agree.
Are you going to go sell this? Like, what's going on?
And then her making such a big deal about, you know, the girls wanting to have a play date. Well, I want to take them out. Well, I don't want to go to your house. It's like, remember what's important. It's your children getting together. They haven't seen each other in a year and a half.
Yeah. So in this situation, it was Melissa making things difficult.
Very difficult. Yeah. So I feel like this bitchy side, I think, I don't know. My prediction is we might see a lot more of it this season from her.
And I think the problem is that both women, Teresa and Melissa, are probably so similar and so bitchy that it's just like... It's just one of those things. It's never going to get resolved because they both have just.
That's fine. At least Teresa's bitchiness is out in the open. Melissa's is a little bit more undercover right now.
Well, she's new too. She's a couple seasons behind.
Well,
we haven't had as much time to get to know her as we have with Teresa.
This is true, but I feel like
the truth always comes out, honey. Whether it's one season, two season, or five seasons.
This is true. You're right about that. The truth comes out. But I think, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said that her bitchiness has been undercover. And now I think we might be seeing
Will her bitchiness be on display now?
On display for like 5 seconds.
Now it's time to catch up with the Manzo crew. So first off, Lauren looks amazing. We already know that she lost, like from last season, she lost about 20 pounds. But it looks like
she lost 20 pounds or she had surgery?
She has surgery.
Well, she had surgery and it made her lose weight.
Yes.
I mean, she lost weight.
I know we talked about
that. Yes,
I'm picking on her.
I know you are. But she looks great.
Looks amazing.
She's kept it off, and it looks like she's even lost some more pounds.
It looks like she got extensions, or her hair is longer. She got a little bit of a makeover.
You know what? I'm glad that she looks and acts a lot more confident than she did last season.
Yeah,
I know I came down hard because I was like, it wasn't like she was so overweight that she needed
lap band surgery.
Yeah. I kind of thought that she copped out because it was like, it's not like. To me, I felt like, you know, with the little diet and exercise and little determination, she could have gotten to that goal weight.
Yeah.
So I was a little disappointed in her. But seeing her this season, seeing her in this episode, she does seem a lot more confident. And I think with any woman, you should celebrate that. So, you know, I'm going to start fresh with her.
Okay,
good. And she does look fabulous. So
yeah, she looked really good.
Yeah.
We didn't see the Manzo boys this episode. But I thought, okay, so Caroline explained that her and Al are thinking about selling their home in Jersey because all the kids are gone. So they got an apartment.
Downsizing.
They're downsizing. Mm-hmm. They got an apartment in Hoboken.
Well, that's still Jersey, but...
And it's closer to her son. Right. So do you think it's really about her being closer to her boys or about them just kind of moving on with their lives?
I think it's a combination. I mean, I think it's convenient. It's you know, it happens to be that that's the city, you know, where they're at.
The city.
So if they want to live in the city, that's where they're going to be. But, I mean... You can't deny the fact that, her sons live there, so I'm sure that's part of the appeal. I don't think that's the reason she moved, but I think that's the reason she moved there versus another city.
But true.
But she addresses it and she goes, I didn't move to Hoboken because of my boys. If you didn't, then why are you bringing it up?
Exactly. Why not just get an apartment in Franklin Lakes or wherever it is they live, you know? But whatever. All right. Can we talk about Caroline and Joe Gorga's lunch date?
Yeah, that's a random duo.
Yeah, it's like those two are getting really close. Mm-hmm. And even Joe mentioned something about how he really respects Caroline and, you know, he seeks her advice and trusts her. And he doesn't even have that relationship with his own sister. Where do you think this is coming from?
See, I think Caroline's out to get Teresa. Like, I just think Caroline is... That whole thing with the cookbook and you know, talking about Caroline and the sons, like, Caroline was just done with Teresa. And I just think she's just kind of out to get her.
Really? What do you think?
In a way, it's like, yes, it's Caroline's very nurturing, and she likes to kind of, play mother hen.
Big
but
time.
At the same time, you can be like, mind your effing business at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what didn't Melissa make a comment like,
She did.
Why are you meeting Caroline? Like, tell her to mind her own business.
It's
like, so you can look at it as, in a way, like, yes, Caroline may be just, you know, she has three kids and she, you know, her kids are older and she's just kind of like, likes playing like mama hen. But at the same time, it's kind of like, why don't you go vacuum or do something else?
Well, it's like, does she have an ulterior motive? Like, that's what
I think
she does. Yeah.
Well, and also it keeps her relevant. I mean, the main drama of the show is between Teresa's family and, you know, Melissa and Joe. Mm-hmm. So it keeps her relevant. Otherwise, really, Caroline, what's that interesting about what's going on? I mean, maybe things will happen or develop, but, like, her kids are all grown up. There's not really anything that interesting anymore. Mm. So it keeps her as part of the storyline, and eventually will keep her within the drama.
Yeah.
And I think part of it, too, like I said, too, is, like, I think she's out to get Teresa, so this is a way for her to kind of, I don't know if it's, like, she wants to get at her in any specific way, but this is kind of her way for her to stay in there and kind of,
no, I get it. Like, maybe having the conversation with Joe Gorga is normal because they're friends and and she genuinely cares about him. But to be like, okay, because you asked me to, I will go talk to Teresa for you. That, to me, is kind of like, why? Yeah. And she's like, your sister will probably tell me to F off, but, you know, I'm willing to do that for you. It's, you know, at that point, if you're going to meet up and have coffee and you're going to discuss something, the best thing you can do is... You can't rescue him. You just have to, you can't enable him. You have to give him advice like, you know what, as hard as this is, and I would love to, if you genuinely ask me to, I will talk to her, but this is your battle.
Yeah.
And your sister and you have to learn to settle things he's right here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and so I think maybe that's the approach she should have taken instead of, okay, let me volunteer and let me go talk.
Yeah, it doesn't look like she's coming from a place of like genuinely wanting the two of them to work it out. Because you're right. If she did, she wouldn't be trying to meddle and stir the pot even more.
Yeah, I don't feel like she needs to get involved with
this. I don't think so either.
It's none of her business. Especially considering what happened last season and where she is with her relationship with Teresa. I think she needs to kind of
back off.
Keep her nose out of it. But you're right, Erica. I think it does keep her relevant, you know, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of storyline the Manzos have this season. Because
I think she's also pissed off about the whole thing with Dina, you know, Dina and Teresa.
Yeah.
So there's something going on there, and we don't get the full story there. So there's something with Caroline and Teresa, and that's why Caroline's still putting herself in there.
I wish Dina would come back.
I do, too.
Because there's so many things that we don't know, especially with their relationship between the two sisters. Mm-hmm. I wish she would come back, and I wish we could, you know, just really understand, like, what went down.
What happened.
Yeah.
But the fact is, it does seem, and I even, like, Teresa mentions this during the reunion, but it does seem ironic to me that, like, that Caroline is sitting there saying, you guys need to get along, you guys need to get along, but you have a sibling that you're not talking to. Regardless if it's Caroline's fault or Dina's fault or no one's fault.
Yeah, she's in the same situation.
That you don't talk to, that's a big deal.
So tell us how you really feel about Caroline.
Well, I mean,
I do like Caroline, but...
But in a sense, it does make her hypocrite.
Mm-hmm,
just because what you just said, she's in the same situation with her family member.
Yeah.
They're not talking.
Well, remember last season, we saw a different Caroline. Like, that was like, we were all about Team Caroline. And then last season, it was like, who the hell are you? She kind of like
flipped the switch.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
She did.
She really did.
And I think there's stuff going on behind the scenes with Dina.
That we just don't know.
We don't know. And the fact that Dina and Teresa are friends, and that weird scene of Dina going to that party, it's
just
weird and and awkward. And
we need some inside juice. Somebody share with us. Please, please, please.
We'll get it. We're good. It
just started. One thing I wanted to talk about was the dueling communions. So Antonia and Melania, what, they're both?
Gabriella. Oh,
Gabriella. Yeah. Gosh, all those us. It's hard to get them fixed. But the dueling communions. So
in true Teresa fashion.
Yeah, well, one of us is going to have to change
and
the
I
date.
And I will, because I'm the bigger person.
Yeah, I mean.
But it was kind of like crickets. So you know what? Teresa was like, all right, bitch. Yeah. I guess I'll do it, because I'm the bigger person.
And it was like Melissa going like looking at Teresa like, and maybe mine's May 11th, too. What are you going to do about it? Maybe bitch, communion's May 11th.
Exactly. Maybe it was editing. But Melissa seemed super icy.
She did.
Super icy. It was kind of like
burr.
Do you know why I think it was editing? Because Teresa had made that comment earlier in the episode saying something about, oh, I'll be the better person. And then we heard the same exact phrase. So it
but
makes me think,
whether it's editing,
you know,
or not, it's just like, you know, how's my brother? Oh, everyone's great. Everyone's fine.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. Thanks.
Oh,
there's so
gosh.
It's crazy when you watch that scene. There's so much underlying tension. Yeah. And there's so much things going on in the background. I always wonder when I'm watching this, like, what happened right before they were filming? And what happened after they were filming? I mean, there's so much going on. And so
look at your face.
That's like underlying context of every single word that's said. And you're like, what is really going on?
I know.
Well, is this all fake? And are they, like, really great actors? Or is, like, I don't think that's it either. I agree.
No.
But I'm saying, like, but then the fact that this is real is what makes it so fascinating.
And that's why I love this franchise so much, because all this drama, it's real, because they're family. You can't fake this. You know, they're not just like random women that were just brought together to tape the show.
No.
These women are all family. They all have a connection to each other.
So
that's why you know all this stuff is just
history, the hurt, like it just runs so deep. That's why, like, you see Joe and at the drop of a hat he starts crying. It's at its surface. It's
better
so
than a Danielle Steele novel. It is just off
this is
the
like,
chain.
One of the best shows on TV.
Well, we're going to end on that note. We are so excited for this season. And like I said, we just want to remind you guys to make sure you download the show for free on iTunes. And Serial Buddies cost $5.99. And make sure you rate us a 5555. And, you know, we want to hear your comments. And I think we're time for some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Reporting live from the AfterBuzz Studios. I always wanted to do that.
Love it.
So this recent report. Joe Giudice is set to go to court on July 15th.
This guy is always
so he is always doing something wrong. Now, this is because, remember, he, like,
the license.
The fake license. Oh, you know, he's got so many, like, things, like a rap sheet,
he's
as they say. He is. Just send him to jail. Like, lock him up, throw away the key. But he's set to go to court on July 15th. Kathy Wakili, this is on Huffington Post, actually. She's shutting down rumors that, like, her and her husband, like, there's issues in their marriage and they might be getting a divorce. Because, as we all know, there's a lot of divorces in the Housewives franchise.
What about the rumor about Caroline and Albert? Oh. That he's actually cheated on her in the past.
Ooh.
But she decided to forgive him. It was, like, a long time ago or something.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, we will get to that next week. And then we already talked about Melissa's plastic surgery. This fly in the studio is driving me nuts.
It's our mascot.
I know, right?
She's after Buzz.
I know, right? that was corny as hell. And the last bit of news and gossip I have is that, so last season, remember, basically, there was a brawl at Kim D's boutique. Remember Kim D, who likes to stir up everything?
How can we not remember
Kim Double D?
Apparently, Chris Larita and Joe Gorga, like, they got into a fight with some man who was at the event. And apparently, like, they might be charged with assault. So, some bloody brawl. And, of course, you know, Kim D was a part of it, which is, you know, she's always attached to some kind of drama.
Always.
And she loves it. She loves it.
So that's it for news and gossip. Let's talk about predictions for the season.
Oh my God. It's going to be amazing.
And now, Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Gia has a boyfriend. Or Gia likes a boy.
That's so cute.
Well,
it's the beginning of the season. What do you guys think is in store for this season? Just go around the room. What do you think, Susan?
I see a little bit of, we see Caroline mentioning maybe I don't know the new Melissa. So maybe the real Melissa will be revealed.
Please stand up.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the whole Teresa Melissa drama will finally come to an end. Who knows? Because they do that whole Oprah thing, you know, when took them to
I'll meet you in the middle and you catch me and I catch you. Yes.
But I mean, let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
And we see Richie's son taking out the Lambo, the Ferrari.
I know.
With Rosie.
Driving with Rosie.
Love that.
Yeah. What do you think, Erica?
I think this season is just going to get deeper and deeper into this fight between the two.
Yeah.
The two meaning Teresa and Melissa. The two families. I see it going up. Going down.
Well,
the same way it's been like the last seasons, they reconcile, they don't. And I just see it. Honestly, I see the highs being higher and I see the ugliness being uglier.
Yeah.
And I honestly, that's what makes this show so interesting.
Yeah.
So.
Well, speaking of up and down, was it Melania or G on the pole saying, look, I'm
Melissa on the pole? That was.
It's interesting because even like Melissa says, like she doesn't, I mean, supposedly according to Melissa, like she doesn't like to talk to her kids about that and doesn't talk. And it seems like she doesn't like
That's
talk bad
awful.
About, mm-hmm. you know, Teresa, but it's apparent that on the other side, like Teresa, talking crap about him all the time.
Which, of course,
it's so wrong.
Yeah.
It's so wrong to drag him into that.
Yeah. They've been doing that since last season.
They've been doing it forever. Like horsey face and like, and Stripper. Look at Melissa on the pole, like,
in front of everybody.
Okay, but what did we leave off last season? Do we think that Melissa was a stripper? Do we care? That's a different question. But do we think that she was a stripper?
Yes, I do. From last season, I think she was a stripper for sure. I think she's tried to hide it and bury it, but
why do you think she was a stripper? Like, what makes you?
Why do we think she was a stripper?
Yeah, like, what makes you say?
Because.
Like,
I mean, first of all, supposedly it was the way that she met Joe, that he went to a strip club and that's how they met. Second of all, it kept coming up over and over that she worked at a gentleman's club. Now, she said that she was
a cocktail waitress,
but...
So you think she was genuinely
a stripper. Absolutely. But at this point, we even talked about it last season.
Who cares? Yeah, who cares?
She's a mother of three now, you know. Why are we even talking about what she did 15 years ago before she was even married?
That comment that Joe Gorga made? Like, every time my parents come over, they look at you like you're the devil. Are they talking?
Something like that.
He was speaking to Melissa, today, right?
Yeah. Well, we're not sure who that comment was made towards, just because of,
the editing.
But exactly. So we don't know who that comment was for. But I predict this season... I kind of agree with you. I think we're not going to see an end to the feud between Teresa and her brother. I think things are only going to get fiery between Melissa and Teresa. That whole scene that we saw them coming, you know, the Oprah moment, I don't know how long it's going to last.
I think that they're going to work it out.
You do?
I don't think so. I don't think so either.
I don't.
You negative bitches.
They've spent the past year and a half like not even seeing each other.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Yeah.
In any case, you guys you guys need to tune in to our after show so you can hear more juicy predictions and recaps of Real Housewives of New Jersey. We're so happy to be back.
Yes.
And let's just go around the room really quickly. Where can we find everybody?
I'm your host, Erica Garcia Rojas, and you can find me on Twitter at Erica Garcia Roja.
I'm Susan Hahn, and you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and soundtracking at It's Susan Hahn.
And I'm Deanna Vaughn, and right now I can only be found on Twitter because I don't know about those other fancy forms of social media. You can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV.
Woohoo. Yay.
Thanks.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.